Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your humble host, John Age. Also happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. Hailing proudly from the coastal plains of the old North State, I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you're listening to me on whatever platform you happen to be listening to and or watching this on, give me a little thumbs up, a little kind comment. Some 5-star reviews would help break those proverbial algorithms as well, don't you know? So you can do that, folks. I realize people are too sorry to do any sort of donating or patronizing these days, but you can darn sure hit the likes and the subscribes and the 5-star reviews. You know what I'm saying? So I realize I am getting views, you know, so it's possible. It's possible to barely break the algorithm, just a smidgen, don't you know? So, you know, do what you will or don't. Check out AnomicAge.com, as I have said way too many times. Title of tonight's episode, Debased America. Debased America, that's exactly what's up. I thought I was thought about calling it debased society or debased culture, but I want to personalize this because this is land of the sheep, home of the slave. And that's exactly what's up. We are a debased society. Debased in every sense of the word. Let me see. I had this pulled up, and let me pull it up for you as well. Oh, goodness. Let's hope we can pull it up anyway. It's always such a smorgasbord of stupid when we try to. Yeah, United Slaves of America. United Slaves of America. I threw that out there the other day, and I like it just as much today. We are the United Slaves of America, folks. Make no mistake about it. We are the debased society of subhuman garbage that makes up this planet. That's exactly what we are. Please don't try to paint the picture any prettier than it is. The picture on the screen shall do quite aptly, don't you know? That's exactly where we are. I want to throw this up there, too. I reposted this on all my social media accounts because this pretty much describes my feelings. After all the hoopla of hoopla that's been going on the past couple weeks, you know? What was it? It was the eclipse. Oh, we're doomed to wring hands, gnash teeth, rend garments. And then there's this bizarre super mega wave coming off of Antarctica. And again, I'm hoping for that one. Please bring it on. And I guess we're still waiting on the red heifer, the sacrifice of the red heifer. Oh, I skipped right over the newest problem de jour. It's Israel again. It's the Jews. Oh, rend garments, gnash teeth. oh man, I'm white knuckled on the dashboard at this one. Because, oh, we're at the precipice of World War III. Iran's actually, well, doing what they should do. You know, they're fighting back against scum. So, don't worry, we'll send more billions and trillions and more troops and more munitions and more involvement into other places that aren't our blipping problem. That's what we'll do each and every time. So, United Slaves of America it is. Debasement it is. But alas, going to work after another failed apocalypse. That's about the truth of it, isn't it? Man, I was hoping for it. I was saying, man, this is the last show. I'm so excited. The apocalypse is finally here. Woohoo! Man, this is going to be great. At least it'll be a change in the channel, a proverbial flicker on the dial, don't you know? But of course, it wound up being exactly what it always is, a fistful of nothing. So true, so true, so pathetically, whimperingly weak, true. So the debasement of America, and this really came to me because if you know me at all, which I doubt, if you know me at all, you know I'm a sucker for old TV, man. Old TV, old movies, and anything that could possibly point me in the direction of a more simple time before the filth started bubbling to the surface. So I'm a real big sucker for all things 70s and all things 80s as well. That's kind of where my timeline of things that I give a hoot about begins and ends. But yeah, you know, I'm a sucker for watching TV and movies that are not of this century, as I'm happy to tell anyone. So I've been on a jag recently of watching Chips. Loved Chips as a kid, had some of the toys and, you know, watched it in reruns and even in real time while it was still on the air. But watching a little bit of that. And as I kind of reference back to so many of these shows that I grew up on, you know, all the classics from the 70s and 80s, the Airwolves, the Knight Riders, the A-Team. I hated MASH, just full disclosure. That show sucked. And I like Good Times, the Jeffersons, What's Happening, all the black sitcoms of the 70s and 80s. I loved all that stuff, man. It was so good. But specifically, I suppose, like the more action-based dramas. You know, Airwolf, Knight Rider, and Chips. Emergency, man, you can't pass up Emergency. And what's that other one, man? The one I can hear it right now. Oh, man, I'm going to have to look this up because it's going to bother me. What in the world is that late 60s police drama? 1960s. What the heck was it? Nope. What in the world? Television show, man. God, dog it. Oh, Adam 12. That's what's up. Adam 12. That was another good show. Anyway, back to the point, man. Back to the point. Especially in the 70s and then into the 80s, I kept looking at these shows, and it was very formulaic. It was very formulaic. Even though the stories might have shifted here or there, there was almost always a very wholesome message to it all. Almost always a very family-oriented, hey, let's get together, it's going to be all right. There was always the very attractive females in there. And yes, there was flirting in the shows. Oh my gosh. There was what would be construed now as, oh, it's offhand comments. They said something flirtatious to the female, and they even acted heterosexual. Oh, my gosh. No, they were not doing the Weinstein and doing the horrible, you know, assault or anything of the sort. I'm not saying it didn't go on. I'm saying it was portrayed. The pop cultural image was the portrayal of masculine men, feminine women, and oh my goodness, they were attracted to each other. Oh my gosh, it portrayed heterosexual relationships. Oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. And I was really just thinking about that as I was watching Chips today. for a moment, not for very long, like 30 minutes or something, but it was just such a slap in the face of this, just the utter debasement of our current society. And we're all aware the CIA pushing this horrible modern art of the 1960s. This is where you have the crucifix and urine. This is where you have Jack Dripper just throwing paint on a canvas. Oh, look how special this is. This is so good. You know, the most horrid, stupid, non-talented, horse patoot mess of the 60s and became the 70s and the 80s and on. I mean, I even remember an episode of All in the Family. I believe it was the one where they took Archie's chair as part of some sort of exhibit and he took it back and the whole nine yards. But it was just showing the asinine nature that was sort of the burgeoning modern art movement. And it all came out, folks, it all came out that this was nothing more than a contrived op by the CIA to get people debased into liking garbage. Debasement, in case you're wondering, reduce in quality or value. I don't think I'm breaking any ground here with the knowledge base of this audience. But that's what's up. So we know this has been going on for quite some time. And we know this goes hand in hand with the cultural Marxism, because it's easy to look at the parallels and say, oh, they debased the art. And then you can look at the parallels within the pop culture, that the pop culture, the popular culture that was shown, portrayed, and promulgated in all forms of media, all machinations of the culture, was also a further debasement. So just as the art was debased art, it was debased music, it was debased theater, it was debased television, it was debased movies, and it all trickles down. It's like the Reaganomics of poo. It all trickles down into the debasement of the culture itself. So you can debate whether or not, you know, art is downstream from culture or culture is downstream from the art. But what you can't deny is the utter, complete depravity of the society. Hence again, the anomic age, folks. No morals, no rules. It's a state of anomie. It's where you have a discontinuity between the culture that was and the new culture arising, creating listlessness, sorrow, and suicidal tendencies, don't you know? So that's just really what rang so true with me today. And I just kind of went down the rabbit hole and like, look at the debasement, the debauchery, the depravity that makes up the society that we live in now, people. It is commonplace now to have trannies reading to children. It is commonplace now, folks, to have churches, the most sacred of places, peddling the tranny homosexual agenda, folks. This is even passé, but the abortion has actually been, I mean, undermined, subjugated, relegated even by the tranny homosexual agenda. I mean, we are so debased now. You got Roe versus Wade early 70s, and then you had the normalization, the debasement of the life of the child. I mean, that was one step beyond from the morality of the day. But now, I mean, that's just become commonplace. It's become like, oh yeah, that's just normal. Murdering children is totally normal in America. Normal to just murder the most precious, the most sacred, the most protected. Yeah, we murder them, and we call it healthcare. So that's become just class A. That's just old hat news. That's just that's commonplace, right? So now they've jumped the shark to weave in the old Fonzarelli reference from Happy Days. They've jumped the shark and now are just openly pushing this in the churches, in addition to the homosexual tranny agenda. In addition to, oh yeah, you're going to have your kids read Drag Queen Story Hour in the libraries in the public schools. Oh, in case you missed it, yeah, it's just normal now to have all these pedophiles and groomers all throughout the public school systems and the private school systems also. Did you actually think the Sandusky stuff at Penn State was just some sort of like, oh my gosh, this just never happens? Are you kidding? It's all I can do not to just do some sort of a pedo roundup every day because the news is just suffused with the pedophilia going on in the school system, folks. And finally, they're busting the female teachers doing it too. I just saw this recently, as in 5 minutes ago. It's yet another teacher that's been busted for another time impersonating a student, infiltrating homeschool systems and co-ops, and copulating with children. Again, a female teacher once again. People think this is all like a male-dominated sport. I grant you it vastly is, but not anymore. I mean, 8 days a week and twice on Sunday, I can pull up a news article where it's another female teacher copulating with children. Folks, this should have been sick back then, and it was. But now, the debasement of America says it's kind of commonplace. It's not even that odd anymore. Just as 60 plus years ago, the murder of anyone in most small, mid, and even the larger cities, a murder was sort of like, oh my, what in the world? Like that wasn't something as commonplace as it is today. Where I think it was yesterday, it was like numerous children shot in Chicago. Just a random day, nothing crazy going on, just another killing, another culling of the herd, thanks to some sort of lunatic with a gun. It's usually gang-based. I mean, anytime you're in one of these communist-run bleep holes, that's just the norm, right? It's a bunch of gangs. It's a bunch of criminal filth just mowing people down because, of course, guns are illegal, banned, or at the very least hard to come by if you're trying to do it legally. So, you know, legal citizens, you know, you can't own guns. You just get gunned down walking to school, walking up to the store. That's just commonplace. The debasement of society. You want some more debasement for you? This is kind of my barometer for it because I've noticed this. Anytime I go to a scumhole region of even where I'm at here in my own hometown, you go to a scumhole region of the town, you'll just see litter and filth everywhere. You open the door, there's some bum trying to get something from you. You walk 10 feet, there's just, you know, dirty diapers in a parking lot, filth thrown and strewn about everywhere. You go into a restaurant, you go into a gas station, the bathroom looks like complete hell. That's just the further debasement of the society. This is not commonplace 40 years ago, folks. It's commonplace today. Just the norm, just another day in the life of the United Slaves of America. Just another day in the life, folks. Another day in the life. You want some further debasement? Here's another thing that is not uncommon if you look at these old shows. You know what? You look at these old shows, everyone's actually in shape. Everyone's actually normal-sized. I've taken a long gander at a lot of the old shows 60-plus years ago, 50 years ago. When you get into the 40-year range, you like 30-year range is kind of the hallmark of it. But when you get into the 90s, you start to see everything just kind of turns to scum. You start seeing the obesity run rampant. You start seeing the normalization of being filth. Just, oh it's okay, you know, whatever. Yeah, it wasn't like that a long time ago. The pop culture does not reflect that. Someone saying, oh, well, you look at the rose-colored glasses. It's not really like that. The pop art just, you know, they're biased and they only represent a specific sect of society. It's not really like that. Those shows are racist and bigoted and transphobic and homophobic and just all around bad. Bull butter, folks. I lived that mess. I know it. So, yeah, if you look in the pop cultural lens back in the day, if you will, back in the days of the 80s and 70s and dare I say late 80s, it's probably the last time, but yeah, people were actually in shape, just commonplace. And most of the people did not have prosthetic backsides and prosthetic front sides and all this injection in the face and in the lips and the like. Nope. I hate to break it to you, folks. That really came in vogue in the 90s. Yeah, that's when everybody started to become a plastic Barbie doll. Not saying it didn't happen before that. I'm saying it was not commonplace. The common debasement of America really didn't take hold until about the late 80s, early 90s. Just saying. What else we got? Drugs, drugs everywhere. Some drugs. Oh, yeah. Get yourself some drugs, folks, right? Again, just commonplace now, folks. And no, I'm not saying drugs did not exist in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying it was not reflected and normalized in the pop culture. It did not become the commonplace debasement that it is today. I could pull up eight blipping things right now just from the last hour that just shows these zombie hordes of drug-addled filth all across the streets of primarily the communist-run scum holes in the United Slaves of America. That's just commonplace. Were you seeing that back then? No. Was there a Skid Row district in some of these major cities? Yeah. A few. I can think of probably like two. Okay. Was it commonplace? Was not reflected as the norm in the pop culture. You see, there is a key element to this whole thing. It is monkey see, monkey do. It is, oh, we see this as normal, we start doing it. Just as you see a suicide reported in the news at a certain location, you're going to have followers of doing the same stupid mess. The norm of the sheep in our society follows the mainstream. They follow the pulse of the popular culture. Whatever the latest celebrity is, the latest athlete is, that's why this has all been pushed by these boobs since Edward Bernays. So again, late 80s, early 90s, that's when you saw the real shift, folks. That's when you saw it all click. So you didn't see a bunch of obese people. You didn't see a bunch of drug-addled filth. This was frowned upon in the pop culture. It really was. This is not hyperbole here, folks. People that were trannies were seen as mentally ill. This was frowned upon in the pop culture. This was frowned upon in the medical community and in the psychological community. No, it wasn't normal. What normal then ain't normal now. The debasement of America. You want to go deeper into the pool? What about all the violence? It is just complete commonplace now for everyone to be fighting everyone. Again, there's entire sites dedicated to this crap. A fight breaks out. You don't have anyone trying to break it up. You got people filming it. You got a cast of thousands with their stupid little phones out like a bunch of trained SEALs doing this mess. People just beating the bleep out of each other. In many instances, beating people to death, and you got people just filming the whole flipping thing. It's like that old Circle Jerk song, Casualty Vampires, straining their necks. Casualty vampires out on the streets. It's that same old, if it bleeds, it leads at it. It's that same old rubbernecking going down the highway. Look, honey, a big disaster. It's that times a million because the entire populace now has their own little recording devices, a.k.a. their CIA tracker devices. So now they can film everything, including the stuff we just don't need to see, folks. We don't need to see people fighting and beating the bleep out of each other. But it's such a debased society of human garbage. That's just what we do. That's just what we do. Pathetic, folks. Pathetic. Let's go deeper into the pool. It's the porn. It's everywhere. It's omnipresent everywhere all the stinking time. The debasement of the morality, folks. We have no morality anymore. We are living, breathing, just wallowing in the anomic age that I've talked about for darn near 4 or 5 years now. There is no morality, folks. People are willing to sell themselves to become prostitutes at a greater degree than ever before. Because now we've debased the society and we've normalized it. Oh, you can still be a prostitute if you're in your own home. You see, you can sell your naughty bits online and people will pay you for it. You can do X, Y, and Z online and people will pay you for it. See, we've destigmatized the whore because you don't want a whore shame. And now we've gone one step beyond. We've destigmatized and legitimized the whoredom. Because after all, times are tough. And, you know, you can make a six-figure salary at home playing patty cake with yourself as opposed to going to a real job. We've taken away the stigma. We've taken away the dignity and the pride. And we've just said, it's all up for grabs. Whatever works. Whatever gets you through the night, folks. The debasement of America. That's what this all boils down to, folks. We have debased our society on every level. We've talked shallow into the pool with modern art. We've talked all the way deep into the pool with the porn. We're leaving out gambling, aren't we? Holy smokes, man. If you live in North Carolina, you ain't seen his ads. You just must be deaf, dumb, and blind because I've seen these ads for the last 2 months. Oh, wait, gambling's here in North Carolina. You can finally gamble on sports. They got Kevin Hart and Gronkowski person. A bunch of other cast of people. All too happy to peddle the vices to you. You too can be a vices controlled ne'er-do-well. You sure can. You too can just let the vices control you. Said this to my daughter recently, just regarding your own emotions. You can control them or they will control you. That's how it works with the vices too, folks. So if you want to sit around playing patty cake with yourself, then your vices are controlling you. If you want to sit around gambling your monies away, your vices are controlling you. All those seven deadly sins, the gluttony, the sloth, the envy, all these things, folks, we have become so debased that all the deadly sins are commonplace and people haven't even realized it. Everything that in the 1970s was frowned upon, scoffed upon, and looked down upon is now just, okay, man, it's whatever goes, right? It's kind of hilarious that we look at that 60s era as the do what thou wilt era. Folks, that wasn't even the primer for the do what thou wilt era. Here we are, 2024, year of our Lord. We are basking in it. We are basking in the debasement. Complete and utter filth. And what's worse is we're pushing this on to the next generation. Every bit of it. We're pushing on to the next generation. I mean, it's almost comical. The stuff that you would have had to stay up late night to see, that you would have had to have like a paid channel to see. Man, you can get just, you can, by accident, you just scroll on any social media account by accident, you're going to see 10 times worse stuff right now. I mean, people just beating a bleep out of each other, all kinds of pornography, all kinds of tranny agenda mess, all kinds of just filth, folks. Filth. The debasement of America. That's all we got time for tonight, folks. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anatomic Cage.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's anomicage.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Thank you.
sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.